Hello, hello, beautiful people of the world. Welcome to another episode of Unwind with Presh. Thank you so much for tuning in. On today's episode, I have a very interesting topic to talk about. The topic is abusive relationship. I'll be talking on what an abusive relationship is, types of abusive relationship, and ways to get out of an abusive relationship. But my focus would be on those that are still dating, those that are still courting, those that have not said I do. That the love is still shaking our head. That would be my focus, because it's easier to correct while you are still dating this person. It's easier to walk away while you are still courting this person. But for those that are already married, maybe that one will be a gist for another day. But today, my focus would be on those that are still courting and are still dating. So what is an abusive relationship? An abusive relationship is when you're in a relationship with a person and this person maltreats you either by using insultive words or other ways, but this person is not just treating you like the prince or princess you are, like, and you know it. It's not like, I'm not talking of compatibility here, where this person is nice to other people, but there are certain treatments that this person gives to you and is not supposed to be. In fact, let me say, this person use your eyes to see when, like, this person use your eyes to see shege. That's what I'm talking about. And there are different types of abusive relationship, but I'll be talking about four common types. That's emotional abuse, financial abuse, sexual abuse, and physical abuse. Now, emotional abuse, this one is very, very common, but most times we used to overlook it. Like, we used to feel like it does not matter, this and this, he will change, she will change, this. Now, this form of abuse is when this person abuses your emotions, and this person does it through different forms. It's either by nagging, you're now thinking, Abby. There are some people that can nag, constant nagging. It's like they are never satisfied with what you do. They would always nag, even if you died for them. Like, even if you come as a Jesus Christ to die for their sins, they will always complain. Like, they are always nagging. They don't appreciate what you do. It's from one complaint to another. Another form of this abuse is use of insultive words. You know, there are times that we joke with our partner and we call the person big head, fish, this one, that one. I'm not talking of all those jokes. Like, insultive words. This one, you know that this person is insulting you. Maybe this person mocks your shape. This person insults your shape. This person insults your height. Like, not in a joking form, this one, you outrightly know that this person is insulting you. Also, another form of this is comparison. This one, your partner will compare you to all his or her exes. If you buy, if Bola's boyfriend buys shoes for her and you do not buy, she will compare you. If that person do this one, she not, you hear talk like, hey, can't you see? Tokpe bought for his girlfriend a car and you call yourself a man, you can't buy for me a car and all that. Forgetting that you are not dating Tokpe's boyfriend, you are dating your own boyfriend. Like, your partner compares you to other people, compares you to ex, compares you to anything comparable in this life. That one is a form of emotional abuse. And then another form of emotional abuse is overprotectiveness. Sometimes we feel overprotectiveness is a form of love. Like, if this person is so overprotective of me, this person loves me too much. But then it reaches a stage where it becomes an abuse, in the sense that, okay, what I'm trying to say now, like, don't be confused. When it becomes an abuse is when it's like you can't go anywhere without telling this person. You can't talk to anybody without telling this person. Somebody can call you, and maybe the person calls you and you spend like 10 minutes on call with the person. Person will be like, who are you talking to? Why would you stay that long? This and this, that and that. I'm not saying we should not be responsible to our partners. We should not tell them our whereabouts. But this person is just super and overprotective of you. Like, even your father never protects you the way this person protects you. Like, this person is super protective of you. This person controls everything you do, from the friends you make, the people you talk to, where you go. And it's not like some of these people you talk to are bad, though, but just because of jealousy, this person now becomes overprotective. That is a form of abuse emotionally, because you have to answer to everything this person says. You have to explain your every step. You have to explain your every move. You have to explain who you talk to. See, it's tiring. It's tiring. And then the last form of abuse under emotional abuse is jealousy and silent treatments. Silent treatments. Some of us, you are experts in silent treatments. Because your partner does something to you, you now go MIA for like 3 weeks. This person can't reach you. And this person might be actually calling to apologize for what he or she did. But because you've placed this person on silent treatment, this person cannot reach you. Then, like, after 3 weeks, you will now reshow. You will now appear again from wherever you disappeared to. And then it's like the relationship should continue. See, if you are with a partner that emotionally abuse you, if the partner can't change, then I don't think the relationship is worth it. Because we often think physical abuse is the height of it all. It's actually the height of it all, but it starts from emotional abuse and then it progresses through other forms of abuse to physical abuse. And emotional abuse, it affects your self-esteem. It destroys your self-esteem, because you won't feel confident of yourself, especially if this person is always nagging at everything you do. You won't feel confident about yourself. It brings about insecurities. You're always trying to explain your next. In fact, you won't have peace. Lack of peace. You're always trying to explain your next move to this person. You're always trying to do this. You're always trying to please this person. You're always trying to defend yourself, even if what you are doing is good. But you're always trying to defend yourself just to please this person. Emotional abuse is not worth it. Yes, it's not worth it. So the second form of abuse is financial abuse. That's boost. This one, you're literally the ATM machine of your partner. Where the person is in a relationship with you just for financial gains. And I feel most of us, we fall into this form of abuse. Like, we have partners that we touch just because of our money. And it comes in a form of borrowing. Today, the person borrows 50k from you. Next tomorrow, is 20k from you. Next stopper tomorrow is 30k. I'm not saying you should not give in a relationship, but relationship is about giving and receiving. It's about giving and sacrifices, where you give to your partner and your partner gives to you. It should not be that every time you're the one, baby, the roof in my father's house have fallen, no, and we need 100k to repair it. Oh yeah, the person will give you 100k. Baby, my shoe is bad, though. I need 50k to get a new one. All those kind of stuff. That these are form of abuse. And abuse in the sense that this person is ill-treating you. This person is using you for financial gains. And then, you know, the funniest part of financial abuse is that when you don't give to this person, if this person comes to you to borrow money, maybe if your partner comes to you to borrow money and you genuinely don't have, they get angry, and then you now start hearing threat like, if you don't give me, I'll leave you. Leave, go, another person will come. Like, they get angry, they get very angry, they get very defensive. Some even employ reverse psychology tactics just to make sure you open your arms to give to them. Like, and then, I don't know, I think I watched a movie where I saw one that it went as far as selling the person's property. Like, I don't even have property, safe, so what can you say? But it went as far as the guy selling the girl's property just to make her dry, just to get everything that she has. And some of all these people, it's not like they don't have what they have, but they just enjoy taking from others. They just enjoy milking other people. So if you have a partner who you notice that the this person is always collecting money from you, this person is always borrowing, and this person will not pay. And when you don't give the person gets angry, the person threatens you to walk away from the relationship. Then I'm scared you might be in an abusive relationship. Yes, financial abuse. Like I've said, abuse, most times we often think abuse is all about beating. Oh, I mean, thank God she does not beat me, so my relationship is okay. She does not beat me. Okay, yeah, surprise, abuse, she does not beat me. Yes, there are ladies that beat me. But that'll be a gist for another day. And you're like, this person does not beat me and all that, and you feel it's not a form of abuse. Abuse happens in different ways. Abuse happens emotionally, it happens financially, just the way I've mentioned. And then the height of it all is physical abuse, which I'll still talk on. So the third one is sexual abuse. Yes, sexual abuse, where your partner forces you to do some things you are not comfortable doing. This person's, it involves rape. Yes, you are surprised. Some people actually rape their partners. Maybe the person is like, okay, no sex till I get married and all that. And then you forcefully make this person have sex with you. And some of them, you threaten this person and feel like, if you threaten this person and tell this person that if you don't do this, if you don't do that, then I won't get married to you if you don't do that. See, relationship is not all about sex. Relationship is not all about giving your body to somebody. But in sexual abuse, you just discover that it's like, this person does not want you for anything, but this person just wants you for your body. And molestation comes under this, like, because sometimes the person molests you. The person molests you. The person makes you do indecent things that you feel like you don't want to do. And sexual abuse can affect someone's mental health and leave you with a guilty conscience. It can also lead to traumatic experiences. For instance, now you have sex with this guy out of your will, you get pregnant, he tells you to go and abort. I don't know. I've had people that did abortion say they can't live with those experiences. And then to add to financial abuse, one of the effects of financial abuse is that it leaves you drained and it makes you a debtor. Yes, it makes you a debtor because you want to borrow money to give this person. And then it leaves you drained in the sense that this person is always taking from you. This person is always taking from you. Very soon, your bank account will be empty. So back to the gist of sexual abuse. I've said it, that it leads to traumatic experiences and it affects your mental health. Then the last form, which is the mama and the father of them all, is physical abuse. This one involves beating, punching, slapping, kicking. In fact, this person does not go to gym, but this person gyms on your body. Like, this person gyms on your body. This person does all manner of things to you. And in sometimes, like, they feel they are doing this thing to you to correct you. It's weird, but I've had that. Like, it sounds weird, but I've had something like that, where a guy claims he beats his partner to correct her and all that. Like, see, in fact, the only thing I can say for someone that is experiencing physical abuse is that please walk away from that relationship, because one day, it's either you kill the person or the person kills you. Last, one person go die. So if you are in a physical abuse where this person beats you, this person use weapons to inflict pain on you, leave the person. I mean, this form of abuse is very common. We see stories on social media every time of how a man burnt his girlfriend to death, woman poisoned her boyfriend to death, and all these kind of things. So I feel like in this generation, like in this year, our eyes should be opened to some things. If you are in physical abuse, if you are in a relationship where your partner abuses you physically, please, Ejo, I beg you, leave. It's not worth it. And then, you know, all this abuse, it's like, it's in a form of stages. It starts from physical abuse, then to financial, from emotional abuse to financial abuse, to sexual abuse, and then physical abuse. Because when a person becomes frustrated with you emotionally, when you have a partner that nags and compares you to other people, and then this person collects money from you, this person makes you do things sexually that you don't want to be, when this person gets frustrated with you, when you refuse to do some of those things this person wants you to do, this person gets frustrated, it will lead to physical abuse. That's why I said physical abuse is the mother of them all. It will lead to physical abuse. This person might result to beating you, this person might result to inflicting pain on you so that you can succumb. And then I often ask myself, like, why do people remain in an abusive relationship? You are in a relationship and this person abuse you. There are some people, they actually know that they are being abused. Some people around them tell them, but then I still wonder why some of these people remain in those relationships. One of it is because of fear of, if I leave, I won't see any person again. Like, people have that mentality, especially we as ladies. Yes, sorry to use this example, but especially we as ladies, when we are in a relationship with someone that abuses us, either emotionally, either physically, either financially or sexually, we feel when we leave this person, I won't find anybody. And this is as a result of low self-esteem. Yes, it's as a result of low self-esteem. Because if you know what you are worth, if you know who you are, if you know who you worth, you won't stay in a relationship that it's like you're walking on eggshells with this person. You won't stay in a relationship that drains you. Yes, you won't stay in a relationship that drains you. So, a result of this is for the fact that if I leave this person, would I see anybody like that? Yes, you will see somebody that will treat you far better than how that person is treating you. You see somebody that take you for your worth, somebody that knows what you are worth, and the person takes you for who you are. Then another reason is, will I say threat? Like, this person is still related to the fact that if you leave, you might not find anybody, because this person will threaten you that if you don't do this, I will leave this relationship, and if I leave, you will never find someone else like me. Mm-hmm. So all those kind of statements, like, it builds up in our head and you feel truly, truly, and you hear stuff like, men are scarce, this and this, auntie, go out, there's a man for you out there, uncle, go out, there's a lady for you out there. You don't need to stay in a relationship that drains you. You don't need to stay in a relationship that leaves you drained. Instead of leaving you refreshed and all that, it leaves you drained. And then I think another reason is fear of what will people say. Yes, what will people say? Won't people talk? Won't people do this? Because sometimes all this abuse you pass through, people don't know about them. You are the only one facing them. But like I established, if you are not yet married to this person, this is the best time for you to cut away. It's the best time for you to break from such relationship. Because some of all these things, we actually see them when we are cutting. We actually see them when we are dating. But we turn blind eyes with the, he will change, she will change. You are not the Holy Spirit. You can't change somebody. If this person is not willing to change while in a courtship stage or while in a dating phase, what makes you think this person will change after the relationship? Maybe if you people get married. I think that's another reason why people still stay in an abusive relationship, for the fact that they feel this person will change, this person will change, this person will change, this person will change. Quite all right, some people actually change. Yes, some people actually change, quite all right. But then among like 100%, it's a chance of 50-50 for you to meet a partner that will change. It's a chance of 50-50 for you to meet someone that will change. So if you are in this relationship and you are not yet married, see, it's better you walk away, especially if you notice this person will not change. It's better you walk away, because you feel he will change, she will change, they will change, this and this. You are not the Holy Spirit. You cannot change anybody. If this person can't change now before marriage, this person will do worse after marriage. Some of all these stories we hear in marriage, it actually starts from courtship, where we see all these signs but we choose to ignore them, feeling the person will change. Then what to do when you are in an abusive relationship? The first thing is to talk to your partner about it. Yes, talk to the person. If you really like this person, if you really, really love this person and you feel like this person is your oxygen, if this person leaves you, you will just die. Talk to the person. And then while you talk to the person and this person agrees to change, give the person space. Give the person space in order to observe the changes. At that point, it's in a way, it's good you tell the person, please, like, I feel this is what is wrong with our relationship. And if the person is willing to change, you tell the person, okay, I would suggest we give ourselves a break so that you too, you can heal. Giving yourself a break, it enables you who have suffered from this abuse to heal, and it also enables that your partner to change and observe the person. If you notice the changes in this person and you feel you want to continue with this person, good and fine. And then you talk to a therapist, or you advise, or you talk to someone who can give you a good advice. Yes, like I said, all these things, both physical abuse, both sexual abuse, both financial abuse, and even emotional abuse, they all affect our emotional health. They all affect our mental health. Some people suffer from insecurities, lack of peace because of what they've experienced in their relationship. Some people are closed up to loving the real person when the person comes because they fear that this person should not be like my last partner and all that. So in this case, see a therapist. It will help you. It will help you heal. It will help you take away all the bitterness and resentful feeling against this person. And then the last one, which is like the ultimate, like I said, the ultimate advice of all. But anyway, the last one and the most important is walk away. Yes, if you are in a relationship that is abusive, especially physical abuse, please, please and please walk away, in capital letters, walk away. Because physical abuse, last, one day, one person will kill each other. One person will lose eye. One person will lose hand. It's sounding like a joke to me, but it's a serious matter. Walk away, especially if you are in a physical abuse. Especially if, in fact, married people say, they advise married people that are in abusive relationship to walk away. Talk more of you that you've not gotten to that stage of marriage. Please, if you are in an abusive relationship, where this person beats you, physical abuse, walk away. In other forms of abuse, it can be easy to correct the emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. It can be very easy to correct. This person can decide to change. But for physical abuse, that I don't know. So if you are in a relationship where this person abuses you physically, especially physical abuse, walk away. For other aspects of abuse, if you know you can't cope with this person, then walk away. I'm emphasizing on walk away because there are some things that happens to us that we can actually avoid if only we walk away. And then don't let the fear of will I find another person keep you tied to a relationship. No, you will find someone better. You will find someone that will treat you better. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for tuning in. And you can follow Unwind with Presh on Instagram, where I'll be dropping plenty details and updates. The Instagram handle is Precious Ore. #Unwind with Precious #Precious Moments. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.